I well remember a very famous auditor receiving a horrible lesson one day. He got a horrible lesson. Quite remarkable. He'd been going along for years, beating the drum for people's self-determinism. Everyone should be self-determined. Everyone should be self-determined. You mustn't interfere with people's self-determinism. Whatever they do is right because that's their self-determinism. He'd been going along on this kick for a very long time, and therefore being careful not to invade anybody's privacy. So, before that time, he wasn't a famous auditor. He's gotten to be one since. And it works like this. Somebody asked him why he wasn't handling a school teacher. And he said, well, she's got to work it out for herself. After all, she is the principal or the sub-principal of a number of teachers, and she has her own life to lead. And one must not interfere with her self-determinism. Well, fellow put him into an auditing session, banged him out of his head, banged him somewhere into the vicinity of this teacher, got him to take a look, got him to inspect the whole thing, got it all squared around, and he came back with a horribly startled, dismayed, disillusioned look on his face. This auditor said, what self-determinism? You cannot override something which isn't. Most self-determinism, when it expresses itself as vicious willfulness, selfishness, greed, and other things, is simply engram determinism. It's the determinism in some picture in the reactive bank which the individual has picked up in which he is living. And that determinism isn't self-determinism, let me assure you. It's other determinism. And unless you overthrow the individual's other determinism and get him back to real self-determinism, he doesn't have any. So you can just forget about this invasion of privacy where most people are concerned. And you can move their banks around whichever way they seem to go. I'll tell you that you moving their banks around is usually better than the environment because you move them around with some judgment. And even if you use the judgment of trying to give them an awful headache or making them sick at their stomach, that's still more judgment than has ever before been applied to that bank, and it'll be better for it. Quite interesting. The individual says, I am not. And his idea and desire to be in the game, his idea of livingness, will not permit him to say, nothing is. Somehow or another, he can't permit himself to say nothing is. If he said, I am not, and was then happy with it, this would be one thing. But he doesn't. He says, I am not, and I must be. He's trying to stay in the game, but he can't confront it himself anymore, so he's confronting it as something else and as somebody else. The funny part of it is, the horrible joke is, nothing he gets to confront for him is more able to confront than he is. Anything he gets to confront for him is less able to confront than he is. He has to find this out again. If he's confronting sickness as a nurse, he just has an idea that he can't, a nurse can, and therefore if he is a nurse, why, he gets sickness confronted. What he doesn't realize, that even as a nurse, he is himself confronting sickness. And he's doing it on such a thorough via that he can't make it win. And he gets into trouble with it. It's not a very successful action.